And welcome back on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM, and HuskerRadio.com. Tristan Winder, glad to sit down with Leland Poppy and Megan McGowan joining us on behalf today of the North Platte Wellness and Recreation Alliance. Guys, we appreciate you taking some time for us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Now, Megan, you and Leland are co-chairs of this alliance, and how long have you specifically been involved?
I've been involved for 7 years.
Okay, and how about you, Leland?
That's about the time it started. It was about 7 years ago with the where the alliance was initiated by the mayor.
And give us that history, if you don't mind, Leland, about Mayor Livingston initiating this alliance and really getting the ball moving.
Yeah, it's really, part of it was rec center, but it was a wider range, just things that we can do to improve wellness and health in North Platte. And so that's the primary goal. So there's been various initiatives. It's just boiled up to the rec center here recently.
When we talk about these various initiatives, Megan, can you give us some history on some initiatives that may be on the back burner now that we're really focused on what's going on with the rec center currently?
Sure. So one of the ideas that Mayor Livingston had when he appointed this alliance was, one, to give a little bit of credibility to the recreation activities in North Platte, and also to be able to be a recommending body. So really to have a diverse group of people looking at a variety of recreation opportunities in North Platte, and then vetting those and then bringing forward, maybe so the council could prioritize a little bit. And so we've had a number of things come forward. We did a strategic planning session a few years ago, but as Leland said, pretty much the rec center really bubbles to the top of that list. But we've heard from the Tennis Association, we've heard from BMX, we've heard from the Pickleball Association.
Community Playground. Came up.
Yeah, so we really like to hear from the different groups that are doing things so that we can find synergies there.
Sure.
And also then, like I said, kind of create that recommendation to council in terms to help them prioritize different projects.
Can you tell us about some of the other individuals that are on this committee with you, Megan? We know that you and Leland are co-chairs, but tell us about some of the other business individuals in our community that are on this alliance.
Sure. When it first started in 2016, those that were appointed, the mayor took, again, great care to look at diverse backgrounds. We have the tourism group. Lisa Burke is involved. Brad Heisel, her board chairman, is also on the committee. We had several businesses represented. The Union Pacific had a representative for quite some time. They've had some changeover in management, so that person hasn't been as active. Walmart Distribution Center was involved initially, NPPD, the city, the chamber, the hospital, several different banks.
The schools,
Whitetail Screen Print, the Trails Project, some people from the Trails Project were involved. The City Recreation, Bob Barr has been a member of the team as well since 2016. So. Again, it's pretty broad. We do have a website. It's movenorthplatte.com that is going live any minute now, but there is a full list of the committee members, those mayor appointed, and then those that have joined over time since that initial appointment. Those will all be listed on there.
I think that the mayor did a great job too, Leland, with appointing a diverse group of individuals, and it's worth reminding as well that these individuals are a bit of a liaison between the community and to our wonderful elected officials.
Yeah, it is. So many times you get elected officials here from a lot of different people. So as Megan said, that gives those elected officials a chance to have a group that vets it. And when an idea comes in, we've had different tips when groups have come in and said, yeah, think about this, think about that. Where are you going to have a little location? What are you going to do for money? And just try to help support them in that way. One of the other things we did do was set up a foundation. So we've got a wellness foundation that's a Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation. So if somebody wants to donate for a wellness cause, that's a place to do it versus giving money to the city, for example.
Sure.
One of the examples we had was a couple that wanted to donate money for swim lessons at the rec center.
Oh, cool.
So they utilized the foundation to do that. And the community playground also utilized that fund. So that goes into the fund, and then as a city completed the projects, then that the foundation, the committee would approve payment of those out of that fund.
Awesome. And Megan, tell us about when the idea surfaced for some of this redevelopment and revamping of our rec center with this alliance and committee.
Well, it surfaced right away. It was one of the leading projects. And like Leland said, this appointed group started in 2016, but the conversation about the rec center has really been a 20-plus year conversation.
Yeah, it's an age-old controversy.
It is, yes. Right. It just continues to come up. What's the right size for our community, and when we need more gym space and, you know, leagues and all of those things kind of playing into that. So So it really, I think, went to the forefront right away when our committee began meeting. It was a little bit daunting because it's a huge project and it had been talked about for so long. So What is it that we want? What do we need? What needs to go in it? Those kinds of things. There was a lot of different moving parts to just expanding the rec center. It's a lot bigger than that. It's really making sure that we're making it the right size for our community, that's sustainable. It's important that we're putting in relevant fitness and wellness aspects, what's relevant today versus, you know, what was when we built it in the 70s. So there just were a lot of moving parts. So it really has, we've been working on it for 7 years. It hasn't been just that we haven't been working on it until recently. It's been something, an ongoing process, community surveys. I mean, bringing in a lot of different information, truly a community conversation. It's just spearheaded by this group of appointed individuals.
A couple of months ago, we had the committee, both of you fine individuals, give a presentation to the city council. Leland, can you give us a reminder of what the recommendation to the city council has been?
The recommendation is, one of the biggest issues is how you fund a project with that. So we had a committee that looked through various options to fund it. So our recommendation is to have a 0.5% sales tax that would be voted on in November by the citizens of North Platte, and then those funds would be used for construction of the facility. And once that bond is paid off, then that sales tax would go away at that point.
And let's talk about what the rec center would encompass too, Megan. I think a lot of folks are thinking about the rec center. Maybe they've seen the video of this wonderful facility that could be ours. But this is a lot more than just the rec center that we're talking about.
Right, so that was another thing that took a lot of conversations on, how much do you include in a recreation project like this without derailing the recreation center itself. So we really were looking at the recreation center expansion is at the forefront.
Sure.
However, when we expand on that site, it will go right over the top of the existing skate park. And so we are including a relocation aspect of the skate park within that plan, just again, because we'll be building over the top of something that is used in the community. Mm-hmm. And then in addition to that, the Recreation Center employees are the same employees that manage Cody Pool, and they do the work over there. So we thought there was synergy enough to also align Cody Pool improvements with this project. So it's kind of a recreation project, and it's including those three elements: the Recreation Center expansion, Cody Pool expansion, which will be more like a water park, so it'll add a lot of different things, a lazy river, a splash pad, several water slides, things of that nature. It's in need of repair and also just in need of expansion for our community size anyway. So that's how we determined what all goes in to this particular project. We know there are a lot of very good recreation projects in North Platte that could have been a part of this.
Sure.
It was just tough to say what's too much to be able to really get something done and something done well. So we feel like this is the best way to get this project going at this point. And then those other projects will continue to work through this Recreation Alliance and look at fundraising sources and prioritization through our typical process.
Again, we have Megan McGowan and Leland Poppy joining us here in the studio this morning, talking a little bit about the proposal here for health and wellness in our community. And Leland, part of the partnership, or part of the proposal, I should say, as well, includes a partnership with the YMCA of Scotts Bluff.
It does. As we looked at management options, that was one of the things the City Council asked us to look at 3 years ago when we presented kind of the overview, was to look at, to see what the best options would be for management.
Sure.
And at that point, we in the past had looked at YMCA options. In order to have a freestanding YMCA, you have to be a population of 35,000 or more. So you need to be supported, sponsored by a different YMCA. So YMCAs in the area, it's McCook, Holdridge, Kearney would be some of those options. Mm-hmm. Holdridge right now sponsors Lexington and Gothenburg. So we really didn't find a fit at that point. And then about a year ago, Scotts Bluff came as an option. And the management team in Scotts Bluff's strong. They've got good experience with running facilities and just bringing the Y mission in Scotts Bluff, and they would like to add that to North Platte. So we started that discussions, and that's our recommendation, is to have the Scotts Bluff YMCA sponsor North Platte to have a bring a YMCA to North Platte.
And Megan, there's been a great partnership between you guys already with the Scotts Bluff YMCA management. They've shown a passion and a care for our community already in this process.
Definitely. We a couple of our Alliance members went and visited their board. Their board went to one of their board meetings, talked to their director and I guess co-directors. We talked to both of them. They're very excited, willing to work with us. I think really recognizing North Platte as its own community. Mm-hmm. So looking at what the needs specifically are in North Platte and how we could model a management arrangement around what works well here. So they're really open-minded, ready to listen, but also just they're excited at this opportunity.
And one thing about this, too, is the fact that we've got a lot of great city employees that have done an amazing job with Cody Pool and with the rec center for years, and we don't want to displace them or lose them by any means.
Definitely. We, again, this the whole process that throughout all of this, Bob's been a part of our group, and he's been an instrumental part of what does our recreation center need to look like, what things need to be in it, what do people use. He's got a great finger on the pulse of the community and wellness. And so we've been very careful this whole time to be respectful of the existing staff. They've done a great job
yeah.
with what we have to work with. They've modified the center. They've continued to repair things that needed repaired, moving things around, trying to keep things relevant. You know, they might close a racquetball court and open an additional weight room. So they're doing what they can with what they have. And it's certainly us looking at a YMCA partnership is no reflection at all of the existing management. They do a great job, and we foresee them continuing to do that great job, just maybe from a different management relationship.
Leland, I think the big thing that we need to stress with the public is this half-cent sales tax increase. That's how everything's going to be funded. And I want to stress, too, there is a sunset with this half-cent sales tax increase. They'll dissolve as soon as everything's been paid off and paid for.
Right. And we had looked at, you know, other options, definitely knew that property tax wasn't an option, so that was off the table. But sales tax, we just felt, was the best option. Our conservative numbers show that about 25% of that tax will be paid by travelers coming through North Platte on the interstate visiting North Platte. So when we go to Lincoln, when we go to Gretna, Kearney, we're paying a sales tax that's supporting yep. different events that they have. If you go, you know, downtown to a Husker game, you're paying that tax to support those facilities. So why not have people passing through North Platte on the interstate help support what is going to be a great facility for our local citizens?
And Leland knows a thing or two about finance. So let's break this down for the general population, Leland. If you spend $1,000 and this is approved, how much of that goes to this project?
That's a good question. Now Megan's got the numbers with that, right? In that case, it'd be $50.
Okay.
Would go towards that project as the added tax. And as you said, it would be sunset when that bond is paid off. One of the questions that we kept getting was, does that continue on? Is it, you know, so you're always funding that, but once the bond is paid off, then that tax goes away. And certain communities, they may have another project then that they can look at. Some communities have added to it. Kearney recently did, adding some new facilities after they've had their sales tax included. So that would be an option, and again, would be voted on by the citizens if there was a feasible project they wanted to do. But as you look at that, we figure estimating, you know, 15 years is kind of a good 15 to 20 years.
Sure.
Some say 12 years, but, you know, if you look at that time, we'd still have a great facility that would have useful life and, you know, would help North Platte grow.
We've been having this conversation about a new rec center since, what, the 1980s? Does that sound about right to you?
It's been a long time. Well, we've been in North Platte 23 years, so that discussion
has been
there.
It's been a conversation as long as you can remember.
Yeah.
So if we could get this to last just half as long as we have the current rec center, we'd be sitting pretty.
Yeah.
So, Megan, one big thing I want to bring up, too, is, yes, the half-cent sales tax increase is going to do a lot of funding for this project, but it's not the entire project being funded by that half-cent sales tax increase.
Correct. We do plan to launch a capital campaign, much like you've seen other capital campaigns within North Platte. So looking at individual donors, business sponsors, naming rights, things like that. We're also applying for grants. We've already reached out to a couple of foundations and had conversations with them, and actually applied for a few grants just with the hopes that the sales tax piece will go through. But yeah, definitely we we plan to look at all angles. It's not just the sales tax. We ideally would raise $10 million privately, and those funds would go towards a reserve fund that would allow us to, if maintenance issues came up, things of that nature, to make sure that we're sustaining this building that we built. Currently, you know, if something major happens with the rec center, say I'm going to use the dehumidification system as an example because this is a real example. So several years ago, the dehumidification system started to go trend downwards. And it's a few years ago, it was about $600,000 to replace that. Well, there's not this pot of fund that's for maintenance, things of that nature. So this reserve fund would help us sustain.
HVAC goes out, we can write a check, pay for it, not have to worry about it.
Yes, and it doesn't put the city budget in a crisis mode trying to come up with funds to sustain it.
Is there anything else you guys want to bring up today?
I think that's the biggest point, just the financing piece of it. Right now, the way the structure is set for membership fees, as a city, when they initiated the rec center, the goal was to have that rec center affordable for all.
Sure.
So what the goal was to whatever the expenses were to generate revenue, 50% of that. So that the idea is to keep it affordable for everybody. The YMCA structure still has that intact. Their philosophy is a little different. They have a membership rate, and then it's based on income levels. So if somebody can't afford the full membership at that price, then in the case of Scott's Bluff, their manager looks at those, no names attached, just here's the income, here's what the rate would be.
Just the numbers.
So nobody knows who's paying what, but if somebody can't afford it, then they're paying a lower amount, and that way they can still utilize the facility. So it gets to the point where it's accessible to all, but just a different philosophy, where right now I'm paying a lower membership than what I could be, because that's been the city's goal, is to make it affordable for all. So I could pay more, where others, if they couldn't, they're still going to have access to the facility, but they're going to pay less through a different structure.
And you paying a couple dollars more, a single mom with five kids is going to be able to get access. So
yeah, so still have access. And the other part with the YMCA, they may have a sustainable drive every year, but the community is going to be a lot more open to donating for a scholarship fund for citizens that can't afford it versus giving money to the city, you know, for example. So that's part of the idea with the structure, just still getting to the same impact. It's affordable for all. Everybody can utilize the facility, but just a different way to go through it, because right now the city's spending between $600,000 to $700,000 in supporting both Cody Pool and the rec center.
Wow.
But what this does is reduces the requirements on the city, but it also provides access for all.
Are there any other frequently asked questions you want to bring up today, Megan, or any other misconceptions with this project?
I think that Leland just talked about is one of the main things that we get, is people worried about affordability. But I think if you go to, and I've been to hundreds of YMCA websites just looking at different things, and again, one of the things that the gentleman in Scotts Bluff says, who's the president there, says, if you've seen one Y, you've seen one Y. But nonetheless, I've gone to a million YMCA websites, and really that resounding theme is they're really all about community.
Mm-hmm.
And it is inclusive. I mean, it is, they want everyone to be able to be a member. And so we can drive that here in North Platte and make sure that that's happening. In terms of affordability, we want it to be affordable as well. The rates might change, they're going to look a little bit different. But really, we did a structure comparison to what our current cost structure is, and even just looking at just the Scotts Bluff cost structure, as well as the average of YMCAs in our region and communities like size. And really, they're right. Some of ours were more, some of our different rates were more than those of the YMCA, and some were less. It just kind of varied. So
okay.
I think the structure of it, the rate structure, it will surprise people, and it really is all about being inclusive and making sure everybody has a chance to join.
And one thing I want to hit once again, Leland, is the fact that the next step with this comes Tuesday evening. Our city council will vote to put this on the ballot, and that's all they're voting on, is to put this on the ballot and allow citizens of the city of North Platte to decide what they want the rec center to look like.
Right. The other items that we talked about are other recommendations. You know, those are down the road. But right now, it's just let the citizens decide in November on whether they want to implement the 0.5% sales tax. The YMCA, the total design and all that is been discussed, but it hasn't been fine-tuned at all. For right now, it's just let the citizens vote in November.
Nothing set in stone by any means, Megan, but we've got a good idea of what things would look like.
We do. What we have in mind is making sure that we're including the elements that the people said they wanted. So we've done a lot of community input sessions to say, what fitness elements do you want to see? What do we need? And including things that Bob has brought up from a rec center perspective, here's what gets the most use. And so we want to make sure those elements are included in that final design. But but it's certainly, they're not engineered documents, so it's the final design is still being discussed. So I predict there will be more community input sessions when we get to finalizing what that design looks like, and also with the management arrangement. That's certainly not set in stone.
And I'm glad you brought that up, too, because this is a lot of homework that's been put into place with this. This isn't what Megan wants with the rec center. This is what Leland or Mayor Keller or anybody wants. This is community surveying and input that's been put into this to decide what this rec center should look like.
Right. And I think that's really important as we go into August 2nd. We're not just asking the city council to throw some initiative on the ballot. We know that they could get asked by all kinds of people to put something on the ballot and say it's the voters' right to decide. This is a thoroughly thought out plan. It's taken a lot of community members' input into consideration. It was requested by the council to bring something forward. So we're really bringing forward what we think is the best package for North Platte's Recreation Center. We're really bringing that forward and saying to the council, we want you to allow the public to vote on this sales tax to fund this package that we really think is the best thing.
If folks want to learn more about this project before Tuesday's big meeting or after Tuesday's big meeting, how can they do so, Megan?
Sure. We have, as I mentioned, we have a website that should be going live any minute. It's movenorthplatte.com. We also have a Facebook page. Our Wellness and Recreation Foundation has a Facebook page. The Frequently Asked Questions document is on that Facebook page. It's on the website. It's on the city's website as well. Right in the center, you can find the Frequently Asked Questions. I'm available to answer questions.
I'm available. Yep.
So we certainly want people to reach out with questions they have about this project.
The city's website is a great one-stop shop. You can learn more about this project and contact your council representatives before Tuesday's meeting to let them know how you feel about this as well. So, great opportunity.
Yeah, and the presentation we gave to the city council's on the YouTube. City Council YouTube. That date was...
Is that 2 months ago?
A couple months ago.
Yeah, it's on there on the archives. So you'll be able to find it.
So, you can look through that and get... an hour or so of insight also, if you have questions.
Well, Megan Leland, we sure appreciate the time. Appreciate all the great work that you and the committee and alliance have done in laying this groundwork. And hope that things go well for us on Tuesday and exercising what I've defined as the simplest form of democracy. So appreciate the time very much, guys. Appreciate all the great work you've done, too.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.